From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is 100 years old this month. It's quite a milestone, and it comes as the civil rights organization faces quite a quandary. How does the NAACP avoid slipping into obsolescence with a black president in the White House? And how does it attract a younger generation that often views the organization as a social dinosaur? The NAACP's new president, Benjamin Todd Jellis, is trying to tackle those challenges. At 35, he has his own civil rights credentials, but many elders in the movement viewed him as an outsider when he was narrowly elected to his new role. Jellis rejects the idea that we're in a post-racial world.
You know what? I'm looking forward to the NAACP going out of business one day. I'm looking forward to us being a post-racial society, because race is a lie based on a lie. By the end of the day, we can't be post-racial until we're post-racism. And right now, it's still harder for a black man with no criminal record to get a job than a white man with a criminal record. So we ain't there yet.
Ben, your parents have been active in the civil rights movement going back to the 1950s. Your father's white, your mother's black.
Yep.
And you were raised in California. Does the fact that you come from a mixed-race marriage affect your vision or your plans for the organization?
No, not at all. I mean, my parents are civil rights activists to their core, and they, you know, raised me to understand many things, including the fact that I, like generations in our family of people who are ultimately the product of a white father and a black mother, although on very different terms, was a black person. The NAACP is a multiracial family at the end of the day. If you can, you know, as I tell folks, we are not a black organization. Our first president was a white woman. We're merely a very black organization. That's sort of my family is kind of the same way. We're a multiracial, very black family.
I know that there are people who think that your racial background is not worth noting. I ask because, as you well know, there are people who who come from mixed families and sometimes straddle two worlds and don't find full acceptance in either. And I was wondering if you might use your role and your history to lift up multiculturalism, to talk about it in a new way.
Well, you know, the reality is that all we have as far as definitions of white and black are, you know, anachronistic state laws. You know, in the state that my family's from, Virginia, you know, the plantations we come off of, that's where my mom was born. Until the late 1980s, the law on the books, and they, you know, simply said that if you were 1/32nd of African descent, you were black, and if, essentially if you were pure European or very, very close to it, you were white. And that one drop rule is just repeated in different ways, you know, across the country, throughout the South. I'm not really interested in sort of having more subtle racial categories. You know, if people look at somebody and they say, wow, you're so fair, you know, how can we call you black? Well, first of all, I've never met anybody who was actually black. I've never met anybody who was actually white. We're just all hues in between. And if that makes them feel uncomfortable, let them be uncomfortable with the idea of race. Let them question that and really take it to its logical extent, which is we're all the same.
Ben, as you look toward the future and pushing the organization in new directions, have you thought about any kind of symbolic changes that might hearken a new day? I mean, the name of the organization, for instance, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, a term you don't really hear a lot right now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a term that's anachronistic, so it speaks to history and it feels out of place all at the same time. You know, I have let it be known and that I stand with the many people in the organization who would be fine with just calling us the NAACP, just like the AARP.
But retired people are still called retired people. They don't
have a new term. Their membership starts at 50, and they market to people who still work because they realize that, quite frankly, for the boomers, like, retirement may not happen until they're 90. So, you know, but I'm not really fixated on semantics. I want to get the work done. I want to see all kids go to a good school. I want to see us fix the problems of Backstreet and not just focus on Main Street, which is still fairly segregated and where people still have different experiences, whether they're black or they're white. I want to see us really engage the issue of mass incarceration in our society and turn things around so the money goes to the schools or to create jobs, and so that people who are drug addicted are treated like addicts and actually have their problems solved rather than trained to be hardened criminals.
Ben Jellis, by the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you. It feels great to be 100.
It's been good talking to you. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Ben Jealous, he's the president and CEO of the NAACP.